There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're just talking Ducks, quarterback position, the future, and all of that. Let's continue on with friend of the show, George Reister, former Oregon Duck, the Unafraid Show on YouTube, Mad Dog Radio as well. And you can give him a follow on Twitter, at George Reister. George, good morning to you, man. Thanks for hopping on. I'm curious what you made of the way Oregon was able to go on the road Friday night, win 35-0. Were you concerned at all about that game? And how do you think it affects another top 20 team coming into Autzen Stadium on Saturday?
Oh, I was a little bit concerned, but all those concerns were alleviated after the first drive and the first defensive stop. I was like, oh, okay, cool, they're ready. And it's always good to see when you have a very good team after an emotional win, after a big win, and then they're able to come back the next week and show that they're focused. And so that was probably the most impressive thing about it. And with Illinois coming to the stadium this weekend to Autzen, there is no chance that they're not going to come into that game prepared because or ready or sleepwalking, because if they didn't last week, you know it's not going to happen this week. They are locked in totally. Dan said they were locked in, and, you know, there's no reason not to trust them right now.
Yeah, George, I want to ask you about that. Playing at Oregon and having the football experience you do as a player, what does stand out from your perspective when you hear Dan Lanning or watch a Dan Lanning coach team? What stands out to you?
Oh, it's the physicality. It's the physicality and attention to detail, because if you notice, this has not been a highly penalized team since he's been there. And that's one of the most important things that you can do as a team is not beat yourself with penalties. And when his first year there, I think we had a lot of false start penalties and pre-play penalties. And even in the beginning of this season, you had a few, but the most important thing is that you continue to get better as the season goes on. And we've seen him build a roster, right? A roster and a collection of talent that has turned into a team, right? Because a lot of these programs, like you look at what Ole Miss has done right now, number one transfer portal class, they've thrown a bunch of money around and they thought that that was going to work, but they haven't built a team. And the most important thing that you can do is build a cohesive unit that is ready for any and everything. And that's probably the most impressive thing.
Well, on that note, George, I'm curious to ask you because, you obviously went to Oregon and the recruiting game has changed a little bit in the last, 20 or so years.
As have the uniforms
a little bit has changed. I'm just curious because you see a lot of that, like when Oregon brings in guys or they're linked to a future recruit or, number one player in the country says Oregon's his leader. And you get the immediate pushback of like, oh, there they go. It's just Phil Knight throwing the bag around. But I always lean back on the culture and the limited number of guys who have transferred out of the program as a testament to what Lanning has built. What is your reaction when you see people just say, well, Oregon's only doing this, Lanning's only doing this because they got a big bag of money to spend, and that's the only reason they're bringing talent in?
Well, the first thing is that it's actually laughable, because when you look at the amount of kids that, and you pointed out, that don't transfer out even when they're not at the top of the depth chart, that shows you that there's a culture there. And the funny part is Oregon's not even throwing around as much money as people think they are. That's the funny part is when you don't understand something and you can't explain it, you will come up with any solution that will soften your increase your belief in yourself or the fact that you're right. So there are teams that will say, oh, this is just because they're throwing around a bunch of money, and our NIL is just not the same, because it softens the blow for them. But the reality is that the recruits want to be here. Is that, yes, there is NIL money. However, they're finding kids who want to be at Oregon. And there's a lot of programs that have a lot of money to throw around, and they still can't sign kids. And the problem, and if they do, then the kids don't really want to be there. It's because of the money, and they will transfer out at the first sign of trouble. So, or the first sign of something not being perfect. So I think that that's the key for you to determine whether it's all about the money or anything like that, is that the longevity that guys stay there, even when they're not necessarily at the top of the depth chart, and you see the happiness that they have for their teammates, the joy and jubilation that they show on the sideline, because you can't fake that. Because I've been in a locker room where I wasn't happy with my role or my situation, and you just don't, you can't even fake that joy. So the idea, it's a justification from blue blood programs that they're like, well, it's only because of the money. As soon as Phil Knight's gone, this thing is going to fall apart. All we got to do is wait. Well, that's not true, because it's been built. It's, as Dan says, rooted in substance. This has been built since before I got there in 99 with Coach Bellotti, like the 97, 98 team. That was the team that changed everything. And then you go and you keep progressing and you win more games. You go to national championships. You go to playoffs. You do all of these things. And the brand has become so attractive and so strong that their only explanation now is, oh, you must be cheating, or you must be throwing around a lot of money. And it makes us laugh.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but George, you are jealous that you're not playing for the Ducks now with the uniforms and the shoes now, right?
I mean, I was a part of the original uniform change.
Yeah.
And then a part of helping get more uniforms. So no, I'm not jealous. I'm actually super excited because there should be an evolution. It's almost like If you're a record holder, right?
Yeah.
There are some record holders that are jealous and don't want people to break their records. And then there are some that are like, yo, I set this benchmark high and you went and got it, bro. Good on you.
Mm.
I'm that person that's like, yo, you are so like, I set the bar so high and now you went and got it. Yo, I love it. And that's what I see when I see Oregon is that I'm doing well myself. So I don't need to be jealous of the teenagers that are getting money. I'm excited because I got a chance to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee about name, image, and likeness as an advocate for these kids and for their opportunity to make money. And so it's a blessing to get a chance to see it happen. Now, I do think that there need to be some reforms in terms of that way these deals are out in the open, the way they're enforceable. Because there's a bunch of kids that are getting screwed by universities who have promised them things and they're not coming through on them. And one thing that I have not heard about the University of Oregon, and there's a couple other universities too, because my son's a freshman in college now. So I know a bunch of these, especially quarterbacks around the country. And there's a bunch of kids who aren't getting what they're supposed to get or what they were promised to get. So I believe that those deals should be above board. That way everybody can see them. And that when the kid doesn't perform, yes, he shouldn't. Like if you don't do the job that you were tasked to do, like if you don't do your appearances, you don't do don't do the things that are outlined in your contract. No, you shouldn't be paid. And just like when you do perform to your contract, you should be paid. And I think that those things are crucially important.
So, George Reister, not a hater. I love that answer. I would ask you, though, your time at Oregon, of all the places you frequented the most, which one do you wish you could have got NIL money from in Eugene? Like, Where did George Reister go the most that he probably feels like owes him a couple dollars for the amount of times he was there?
Well, actually, they don't owe me anything because I ate free there the majority of time, and that's GJ's.
Yeah.
I would end up at GJ's all the time. There were great people around there, and there, and I cannot say that I paid for a lot of meals in Eugene.
Sanctions.
So nobody owes me anything.
Sanctions. Strip the wins away, George.
People have come around asking about that, including HBO, like a few years ago, and a bunch of people. And hey, man, I don't know nothing about nothing, man.
we have listeners texting in about your Escalade in college. We'll just leave that there. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Absolutely not.
No comment.
Absolutely not. Nope. I had a Toyota Camry in college. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, publicly, you got a Toyota Camry. Privately, Escalade.
Hey, you're still down in L.A. Are you down in Los Angeles? Is that where you're based out of?
Yeah. Yep.
How much? What's been the reaction and how much fun have you had watching what's going on with Lincoln Riley and USC the last couple of weeks?
Oh, man. Hey, man. What did they say? Lions don't worry about the goings-on of sheep.
Oh.
So he's got nothing else to offer.
Why would we look down? Yeah. That's a valid point.
Yeah. Exactly. Why would we be looking down the ladder? I mean, because if you look down, you fall. We're continuing to focus on going up. If they, it's kind of like Rocky with Drago. If he dies, he dies.
I love that, man. Where can people find the Unafraid Show? How often is it on? Let the listeners know where they can find it.
Yeah, of course, on SiriusXM, you guys can listen to it every single day, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Pacific. But even more so, if you're a college football fan, go to Unafraid Show on YouTube. Every single day, there's new content. There's content surrounding Oregon, surrounding the entire college football, and that's Unafraid Show on YouTube. Make sure you go, share, like. There's a lot of Duck fans on there already. If you're not on there, you're missing out.
Yeah, he's one of the great Ducks. Had some great memories as a kid watching George Reister catching touchdown passes. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at George Reister. Thanks for the time, man, and the laughs this morning. Let's do it again soon.
Yes, sir. All right.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.